This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I thank you very much for listening. I thank you for subscribing. The email to interact with me based on things you hear on this podcast or other suggestions for podcast, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, if you want to see some of my pics from the Masters and various other things that I put on social media, it's at ToddWright2121 on Instagram. We can be Facebook friends, if you like. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Also, I thank Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford for being continuing supporters of my podcast. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means any number of things. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean family law. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean divorce. Full service means you fill in the blank. For a free consult, click the box that says request a free consultation at brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME. Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa, they write the checks to all winners of the leagues run by the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Robert Wright has received one of those checks. Tony Tega has received one of those checks. And I've received one of those checks as I won one of our leagues this past year, beating Ira Kaufman in the final game. Sean Sullivan would love to get you into a new vehicle. It can be a brand new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, either of the Ford make, or he has many other makes and models on the lot that are pre-owned. I went from a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 plus miles on it to a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 plus miles on it. And the process took less time for me to get everything done than it took for Sprint to convert me from T-Mobile. I encourage you to seek out Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford if you are looking for a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle that is a Ford or other major make and model. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Let's get right to it. Next spring league up, please. Yes, I'm declaring the USFL is already dead. Now, I'm not sure how much longer they'll keep playing, but let's look to the end, all right? The AAF never got there. They didn't get to the end. They shut down mid-season. I believe their bankruptcy filing was 1,127 pages, and I lost a lot of respect for Bill Polian based on what happened with that league. Next spring league up was the XFL again. They didn't make it either. They didn't make crowning a champion. They used the pandemic as a crutch for the problems that were already very clear for that league. Vince McMahon sold all remaining assets involving that to a group led by Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and investors for roughly $7 to $9 million. So let's see what the XFL is going to do, because the USFL has already got a fight on its hands to stay in business. It depends on how long Fox wants to lose money on this. They own it. Fox makes plenty of money. Maybe letting Troy Aikman and Joe Buck walk funds this spring league. All right? I use that analogy because many know that the debt of ESPN was paid by the reboot of the Star Wars franchise by Disney. Basically was. So perhaps letting Joe and Troy go helps pay for this new spring league. But does Fox just want programming they can air live and repeat on their various networks that people aren't going to watch? They reported that the week one ratings for the opening game between we'll get to that. I'm just going to call them the Stallions and the Generals, was around 3 million viewers. That's what they reported. That's the league telling us. So that's the highest possible number, and it probably wasn't that. Now, here's what they had going for them. The curiosity factor. They were on two major networks at the same time. The game was on NBC on a Saturday night, and it was on Fox on a Saturday night. Two of the four major networks, over-the-air networks, aired this game in prime time. Granted, TV ratings on Saturday night generally aren't good, but sports doesn't sort of fall into the same category of regular primetime programming traditionally. I get it. College football airs on Saturday nights on various networks. NBC has put Notre Dame in primetime with various games with their package. CBS will annually put like the LSU-Alabama game or the Auburn-Alabama game in primetime. ABC almost always has a college football primetime game. You know, Fox has sort of rebooted the noon slot and done a very good job with it. But you had two networks, a curiosity factor. It was opening night. The game was okay, all right, in terms of teams coming out, scoring touchdowns, and then at the end, back and forth, two touchdowns in the last couple of minutes. It was okay. The league reported 3 million people watched. And then came Sunday. They were planning to play three games. If you don't know, all of these games are played in Birmingham, Alabama, even though there's only one team that is quote-unquote from Birmingham, the Birmingham Stallions. The other seven teams are branded like previous USFL teams from various other cities. They have no ties to those cities at all. None. None. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, if your kid was one of the very few watching that Monday night game on FS1 where the Bandits beat the Maulers and said, "Dad, they say the Bandits are at home next week. Can we go?" You have to tell them why. No, because the Bandits' home is the same home as the Maulers' home and the Gamblers' home and the Breakers' home and the Stallions' home and the Generals' home, and the Panthers' home, and the Stars' home. They all play in Birmingham. They're all fooling you. They're all trying to attach themselves to fan bases when they're not there. They're all playing in Birmingham, Alabama. And from the looks of it early on, maybe some people in Birmingham are going to show up to see the Birmingham Stallions play. They're not going to show up to see seven other teams play that don't identify with their city. This is not even a pro football market. It's not. Never been home to an NFL team. So why would some casual fan in Birmingham say, "Let's go see the Tampa Bay Bandits play the New Orleans Breakers tonight"? Why? Entertainment dollar? Okay, here's the problem with that. Tickets are priced two ways: general admission and what they call premium general admission, if this is even being enforced. The general admission ticket is $10. Oh, but they use Ticketmaster. When a friend of mine and I tried to buy Tampa Bay Bandits tickets for the next game, and we put in for two $10 non-premium general admission tickets through Ticketmaster, the Ticketmaster fees added 60% to that price. So why are they using Ticketmaster? Because they don't have employees. You want proof that this organization, the USFL, doesn't have employees? On their website, which one could argue is very poor, you have to look very hard to find a way to contact the USFL. Don't try to find the Tampa Bay Bandits office in Tampa. They don't have one. much like the Mueller's don't have an office in Pittsburgh, the Generals don't have an office in New Jersey, and on and on and on and on. Again, the branding with a team name. I'll give you an example. I mentioned the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. My longtime great friend Darren, who has worked for UPS for what seems like a millennium, drives a truck throughout Tampa Bay. He has always played under the name Tampa Bay Bandits with the original Tampa Bay Bandits logo. His fantasy football team have more connections to the Tampa Bay area than the Tampa Bay Bandits playing in this version of the USFL. My friend Darren's fantasy football team, the Tampa Bay Bandits, have ties to the Tampa Bay area. The Tampa Bay Bandits of this USFL have none. You can't go see them play. They do no local charity events. They do no local promos. There's nowhere you can try to get a job working for the Tampa Bay Bandits in Tampa. They don't exist in Tampa. And that goes for all the other teams as well. And it just so happens that the home base is the Birmingham base, and there's a league office. There isn't a Birmingham Stallions office. So, on the league website, you can find an email. This is it. Contact us at theusfl.com. Go ahead, write it down, do what you want with it. Contact us at theusfl.com. Now, write whatever you want. And here's the bounce back you get. You will get your first name somehow put at the top. And you will be assigned a case number. This is how they acknowledge receiving your email. But it comes from, the banner is Fox Help Center. Here's the email a friend received. Hi, insert friend's name. Your case has been created. There is an 8-digit case number. We will be reaching out to you shortly. In the meantime, feel free to check out help.fox.com to get answers to some frequently asked questions. Regards, Fox Customer Care. Where's the USFL logo? There isn't one. They don't have a department for this. All right, you want to know what we asked? We asked to buy tickets to the championship game. It is currently scheduled for July 3rd in Canton, Ohio. There is nowhere online to buy tickets to the USFL championship game. Now, it's July 3rd. Many of you and I, we already have tickets for events beyond July 3rd. There are concerts that sell for 2023. In a month, we're going to know the NFL schedule, right? And we're going to know an entire fall of NFL games, just like we know the college schedule. We tried to buy championship game tickets for July 3rd for the USFL. Nowhere to do it online. So we asked the USFL website. At contactus@theusfl.com. So the bounce back was, we will be reaching out to you shortly. They say get answers to some frequently answered questions. I would say if you're a legitimate pro football league and you have a date and a site for your championship game, it is a frequently asked question how to get tickets for that game. That's what we asked. And we asked it in a very friendly way. We weren't being cynical. We weren't being sarcastic. Here's how we phrased the email. We're planning a visit over the July 4th weekend to the greater Cleveland area. Notice your championship game is July 3rd in Canton, Ohio. Couldn't find anywhere online to buy tickets. How much are tickets and how do we purchase them? So that was the bounce back. Here, a day later, 6:45 a.m., someone did write back. 10:16 p.m. My friend forwarded it to me early this morning. He's in the golf business. So I'm going to say seven plus hours later, we did get an email back from contactus@theusfl.com. Now, remember what we asked in a very friendly way. How much are tickets to your championship game on July 3rd in Canton, Ohio? And how do we purchase them? Here's the response. Hello. And they inserted the proper first name of the person that sent the email. Thank you for your interest and support for the USFL. That's the first sentence. You ready for the rest of the email? You can keep up with the official merchandise on parentheses, theusfl.com, parentheses, no period. Best regards, no, comma, the USFL customer care. Who the hell is the USFL customer care? And what else are they doing in the office? And is there anyone else there? Are you kidding? So, we want to pay you money for your championship game. You won't sell us tickets. You won't tell us why you can't sell us tickets. You can't tell us how much they cost. And you don't even acknowledge the original question. Yeah, that's because the USFL doesn't plan to play the championship game. Oh, I'm sorry, USFL. Am I wrong here? Am I wrong? Because based on common sense, that's what I'm deducing from this. And I would think after week one, even with your reported 3 million watching on multiple networks, which that's not going to happen again, by the way. If you're saying, well, let's wait and see what happens this Saturday night. No. Fox has other programming this Saturday night. NBC has other programming this Saturday night. Fox will have a USFL game. It's Saturday afternoon. Your numbers will not be as good simply because you're in the afternoon and not prime time. And your numbers will not be as good because you're not also on NBC. NBC has a game on Sunday. You're saying, well, there you go. No, it's not in prime time. It's in the afternoon. Oh, and there's two other games. I found one on FS1 that supposedly will start airing at 7 p.m. on FS1. Here's the problem. It follows a Major League Baseball game on FS1 that there's no way in hell is going to be done by 7 p.m. No way. So for those tuning in to watch that game, they won't be able to do so until the baseball game ends. So even if there's a curiosity factor at 7 p.m. on FS1, they're going to tune in and see the baseball game and be like, well, it's not there. And they're going to go away. And Fox can say what they want about where it's available on the app or whatever. Some people just are like, fuck it. I'm not doing that, including me. Look, all these things with enhancing the broadcast and, you know, hearing coaches calling plays and hearing players, quarterback calling plays, it's all unnecessary. These spring leagues have done it before. They're almost saying, well, we're doing this because the NFL and college football doesn't. Does that really hurt the NFL or college football? Don't we watch the NFL and college football? Do we need that? We don't. You're not improving anything. And it only took me 30 minutes watching the Bandits-Maulers game to realize it's just more bad football. I know that, and most of you can see that right away. You don't recognize any of these names. You may have a name or two you recognize from your alma mater or a college program you follow. That's fine. It's not going to keep you tuned in. And unless you live in Birmingham, Alabama, or within driving distance, you can't go see any of these teams play live. Whether you want to pay the $10 non-premium general admission with the 60% markup on Ticketmaster, or the premium general admission at $25 that allows you to sit between the 30s. I have a feeling if you buy the non-premium GA, they're not going to mind if you move close to the 40-yard line at this point because the stands aren't full, and they're not going to be full. They're going to need a lot more tarps. Next league up, please. All right, The Rock, I want to smell what you got cooking because the USFL is already dead. It's just a matter of when Fox decides to stop losing money on it. Because clearly, they have no plans to play that championship game. We tried to buy tickets. They won't even acknowledge how to buy them, how much they'll cost, or our question. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening.